Bacım cendedeciğince Ecem bayanda bulundu evine Çocuğundan bağımda vuruşsa bu dedince Bacı vurdu ben kalıcı vallanan Enan diyanın yıkama Geçim dindi Dalga varsa ya duvar acı
Çatıl oşudan kevsu çe
Oğlama Bacım cendedeciğince
Baydaşım bayan tavbacı
Ezan diyanın yıkama Çocuğundan bağımda vuruşsa bacı So the meditation prayer, this so this individual choice whether to recite Tibetan or the in English. So so it was better or beneficial, so one can start that it is not that you know has to recite Tibetan, so what's my choice which is my language. Whichever language one wishes to recite. Monaga or Devas language. Whichever language. Dog language. the cricket language. Cricket? Huh? Kanje gani do jidam de za chen de la gom ba dem bo nane je de de na cho je sun de de ge wa ge la cha sa nam da kung a cho do su sa wa ye je ga zo ze ge lom bo ta ba je de su ma la nya bo gom bo cho ni ge la cha sa Sancho damba chime dawe shansa do dawa kela chasa Tulda kyuda siva suma jinyame kyuchen kela chasa Gombo tuje chedemba tamche kimbe dambo bo sana yenden gyazesh Teshin shela chasa Tabe de chan tawa kyo gere Nyazun le kyo Chido de tama kyo gyo wa shikyo chila chasa Dune dule la nyan de la wa da la ra du Shingye dambo yin zen de gindan la ya chasa Sangye tsula chata lo jube chula chata Gendin chula chata lo sumlai tata kucha Chata ra uva tamche la shindu kunji tanyi ki Lutu paye nam kund chodu tebe chata lo I do not engage in any unwholesome action, engage in perfect wholesome action, subdue our mind. And this is the teaching of the Buddha. which contains the true suffering, true cause of suffering, the true cessation of the suffering, and true path, also this advice. To not engage in the unwholesome action, engage in perfect wholesome action. that also can contain that harming others. And engage, yes, abandon harm, and then and benefit others. So can include that also. abandon harm others, so that includes the Buddha's teachings, the 84,000 teachings that which comes in three levels, and the esoteric teaching, and the Mahayana Paramitana teaching. The Mahayana, the sacred mantra, Vajrayana teachings. So to abandon harm others. So that can include the lesser teachings. And benefiting others, Mahayana teachings, the Paramita and the Sacramental Vajrayana. So related to Lamrim, the graduate part of the three capable beings. So the abandoned harm others, so that includes the graduate part of the lower capable being, and common. And the graduate part of the middle capable being and the common. So benefit others, they contain the greatest part of the higher capable being, so that. So it can reveal the Supreme Ones of Mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. So not only by actualizing the greater part of the lesser path, by generating the total renunciation, liberation of. That is free forever from oceans of samsara, suffering, and cause, the delusion, karma. So that total detachment to all entire samsara and its profession, enjoyments, all the happiness, by realizing all these are only suffering, this is suffering. Having actualized this realization, the total renunciation of samsara, having this realization is entering the door of the path to liberation. So this by actualizing part of merit, the purity path, rising path, path of meditation, normal learning, sees completely the the cause of the suffering, the karma and delusion, the seed of delusion, the original imprint. So achieve this total cessation. That not only that, extracts the great vehicle. The Mahayana path, and sees also the subtle departments. The five parts, the five Mahayana path, ten pimis or whatever, Mayana, six mandalas and path. So they even say, so cease even the style, even the style, the subtle departments. So that great liberation, full enlightenment. And that then the whole the whole path, which is that which ceases the whole mind path, the paramedhyana, the tantra, the best bodhicitta. So that which ceases completely, even the subtle departments that. The great liberation, the full enlightenment, the great liberation, and the whole path. So these are, subdue one's mind, so that it's including the ceasing the subtle departments. So from the total mistakes towards guru, there which is the obstacle. Which is obstacle to have realization of the root of the path of enlightenment, the guru devotional realization. So total mistake through the guru from there, down to subtle dual view. So all that wrong concepts. So subdue one's mind. So it contains when we do mental offering, the making requests with three great purpose. So as the content there, the three great purpose, three great success with three great purpose. Subdue one's mind. So that means from beginning, sort of mistakes of guru. Then from there, all the attachment to samsara profession, ignorance, the ignorance, the root of samsara, the ignorance. While the mind, while the self, the I, it is nothing. It is nothing other than what is merely imputed by the mind. While it is nothing other, it is nothing something else than what is merely imputed by the mind. So while the I is that, that nature, how the I is, what the I is, how it exists. Then holding on to that as it exists from its own side, as it is not merely labeled by mind. So that concept, that wrong concept, ignorance. So not knowing the ultimate, cannot see, and not knowing the very nature of the I. Apprehending the I something else than what it is, believing, apprehending the I something else. than what it is. Not merely labeled by mind, existing from some sight. That which is not. That and then aggregates. The aggregates which receive the label I, self. So again, while it is nothing other except what is merely imputed by the mind, that's that which is totally empty, that which is totally empty. But then holding on to this, as it is not merely labeled by mind, existing from its own side, so that ignorance, that ignorant in the very nature of the aggregates. So apprehending the aggregates, something else. Than what it is. So, so this and then the substitution thought, so these things, and then all the rest of the, and also rest of the wrong concepts, the delusions, they cause the seed which negative imprint, so, this subtle negative imprint, that which so, that which projects the hallucination. The true existence, the true existence appearance, while any phenomena, I action object, samsara, nirvana, enlightenment, hell. The departments and path, all happiness and problems, all everything, all the phenomena, while they are existing, while they are say, merely imputed by mind, while they are totally empty of existing, say, of totally empty of, not merely labeled by mind, empty of the what we think that there should be something from its own side. Otherwise, how can it exist? There should be something. How can it exist? Being merely labeled by mind, how can it function? How can it experience? There should be something from its own sight. So empty of that. So totally empty of that. What makes us to think, how can it exist? Being merely labeled by mind, how can it exist? That there should be something from its own sight. So totally empty of that. So that one, if you agree, if you accept, like Samatantra school, BVC, if you accept that they exist being labeled by mind, they exist being labeled by mind, independent of the mind labeling, even when I accept that, or whatever exists that has to be labeled by mind, even when I accept that, but unable to accept, unable to understand that it's, you know, merely imputed by mind, because believing there should be something from something 才行了 it should be something existing from sight of object there should be something so that's the person that's the that's the object repeated called the person but I'm a school person take a school view even that that one believes there should be something some you know say, not completely exist from the outside but labeled by mind but there should be something present. So even that total non-existence there that what one you see believes should be that is total non empty of that from object side no slides of atom that exist so while everything is totally empty then say existing my name is limited by mind while everything is here that so then this negative negative imprint left the metal didn't decorate this truly existent appearance truly existent appearance decorate this project this hallucination and made everything real made everything real to us our hallucinated mind real from its own sight and believe not only appeared but on top of that then one made also mind apprehend and believe in that 100% that's true so that obscures to see the reality the nature emptiness existing in my name made imprinted by mind so from total mistake towards the virtuous friend from there the subtle dual subtle dual view even one has removed the disturbing to obscuration completely that there's this negative imprint and that which projects this hallucination to their appearance the appearance during this the white vision increasing red vision negative and dark vision so even those visions as dual views given to those times for that subtle mind so I got the last thing to be purified to cease so subdue one's mind that's everything how then by exercising the whole path of enlightenment so related to Lam Rim from Guru Devotion of enlightenment so the, how to subdue so there's a related to Lam Rim at that so this is the teaching of the Buddha so it can contain the whole entire Dharma all this about teaching the Mahayana the private teaching the Mahayana the secret mantra present teaching like that so the to not harm others benefit others so here so here you can see it's a very vast subject to not harm others and benefit others very vast subject to contain the whole path to enlightenment see so you know as long as you are in samsara, as long as you are in samsara, you see. Even when we come, drive car here, you know, from home, from house to come here, many insects on the road, they have to die. Many insects on the road, they have to die, see. Of course, here, our purpose coming here is for a good cause, you know, to liberate yourself. This is my teaching, so it's what we do, listen, or explain. So it is to benefit Father Sentient Beings. This is to benefit Father Sentient Beings, to liberate them from the oceans of hell beings suffering, oceans of hunger ghosts suffering, oceans of animals suffering, oceans of human being problems, all the sufferings. Suras, asuras, and those intermediate states, unbelievable, terrifying vision, you know, fear, sufferings, that tsunami that happened for human beings is nothing, that those tsunamis is nothing compared to the intermediate state being that, like mountains of waves and the chase demons, you know, then city to say human being turned into nothing. That's what the intimate says being it's much 100,000 times much heavier the vision city with the wind, violence of wind and the, you know, then host of the fire burning with all the noises and so mountains of a huge amount of earth, you see, they're pressing them down, you see, like the earthquake happened, human beings, earthquake happened and covered, you see, under the house, under the mountain, so much heavy that the karmic, terrifying karmic appearances, what they have, what they suffer. So to liberate others from all the oceans of samsara sufferings and bring them to full enlightenment. So the idea is that, purpose is that, why we say, why we gathered here and listening, teaching, explaining, teaching. For that, doing retreat. And bring them in full enlightenment. So to do that, first oneself need to be liberated from all these suffering causes. So, so that's the foundation. So there's no other way that say without them suffering, you see, those sentient beings without suffering, that you cannot do this. So even the water, there are so many creatures that we cannot see with the eye, only with machines can see with the microscope, telescope. So anyway, so many, they have to die. So we just water and then for our food. So many sentient beings have died. When the field is for the fertilizer, when the field is cultivated with the by machine or other way, in the east, the undeveloped country, undeveloped countries, with you know the animals, then they also the animals, they have suffered so much, and people, and the hot sun and. You know, all that torture the animals and the suffer so much. Then there's so many sentient beings in the field, worms, ants, there's also mouse, so many killed. Different times when they do different, when they do, even for rice, different times they have to work in the field, you know, not just one time. Planting, but yeah, at different times they have to work. I don't know exactly, but looks like they have different times they work at the, even for just that rice, you know. They have to work so hard. So anyway, so many sentient beings, so many insects, worms, they get killed and so far. So the and then those people see enough say people from where we get food, vegetables and fruit and so forth, they have to spray so many have to insects who are living on those plants, on those leaves, you know. They have to die, see that and maybe without, so to protect the food, insects eating, see, worms eating, so without spray, sometimes the insects live inside, you know, without spray, they don't go inside. So anyway, so many sentient beings, they have this, for hours, for your survival, for one's own survival, you see, so many sentient beings, each day survival, you know, so many sentient beings, they have to suffer, they have to die, they have to be killed. So normally, as I mentioned, so this one rice, it came from the field, you know, you know, so many. I mean, didn't do the work. Just one for this. Just one for this one rice in the field. You know, the whole land is fertilized or cultivated, whatever. Cleaned first, you see, then make soft and then plant. You see, other machine was there, whatever. I mean, of course, it's not just for this one rice, but with the rice. But it's part of, but it's, you see, all the work's done. So there's a part of all that rice. So, then this came from another rice. So many sentient beings, so many, you know, unbelievable number of insects and worms of the diet, so they were killed, they have to die, suffer, and the human beings, other sentient beings, they have to create a harming thing. Then that one came from another rice, you see, and again, same, so many sentient beings, creating a karma, harming thing. I mean, so many other things, they have to suffer, they have to die. then that rice came from another rice. So again, so many other things, they have to feel the karma, so many other things, unbelievable number, they have to suffer, they're killed. So that is this. So if we went through the evolution, you see, can't imagine.
It's very terrifying, Sister.
So if you go through, if you go think all the evolution, Sister, back and back, so numberless sentient beings there suffered for this and were killed. And others couldn't come up with this. Just unbelievable. So now here, one plate of rice. So everyone has that story, has that evolution, has that story. You see, numbers and different. Dikshani Kama and others, so many others, they suffered, they died, they were killed. So the bowl of soup, whatever, the vegetable, plate of vegetables, whatever, salad. So same as I mentioned before. So it's also their food. It is also their food. They are born on that. And this is also their food. They live on those flowers. They live on this, on those flowers. Those tiny insects living on those flowers, the leaves. This is their food. This is their place to live. Like it, you see, we have a house. We live in a house. We need a house. We need a place to live. So it's the same thing for them. So every day we, you know, every day food that we eat, like that. I mentioned the water, and also I heard about the milk. The comfort that we have living in the house, you know, to sleep, protect our body from hot and cold and that, and have all this incredible comfort, unbelievable comfort we have living in the, having shelter, living in the house, not just house, not just roof and walls and not just the house, but not just that, in Nepal, Sulukumbu is like that, where I was born, the strong wall, you know, strong wall, then wood, maybe, roof and, beams and things, outside the wall. Of a bamboo, or flat stones, you know, flat stones covered outside the roof or the or bamboo, you know, crushed and flat, and then things like that, whatever. So they are not bamboo, I think, flat stones and like that. So then put mud outside, you see. It's very simple, and then like that. So anyway, not just a house, but so many, you know, luxury, very common, you see. So you think in the West, you see. Not like I was born in Sulukumbu, that. I mean, now becoming more luxury also up there. Now it became a more luxury, also obtained with, not just a house, but so many things, you see, very luxury, you know, kind of very comfortable, you see. So here, when it's built, so when laid the foundation, so many, you see, sentient beings, you know, worms, creatures, many sentient beings there, so. Have to be killed, and if it's forest, you know, cut or burned by fire, you know, there's so many beings there, burned, sentient beings there, insects, so many. So however, when
when the foundation is laid, so many sentiments they have to be killed and to die, you see. Then hard work by human beings, you know, and the hot sun, all that, you see. So without that, without those, so many sentient beings are suffering, being killed, and others giving harm, you know. Killing them. So we cannot have protection for the life, you know. All this comfort, you see. So one can see every day is our survival, every hour, every minute our survival depend on numberless sentient beings. Being killed and to suffer, you see. And others, the great karma harm, and so that. So, can I see? So that we received all the basic needs, enjoyments in life. That made us survive, see. All this comfort. Not only survive, but all this comfort. Unbelievable comfort. It's that. So that means longer you are in samsara, numberless sentient beings they suffer. The conclusion is that longer you are in samsara, you see, taking this rebirth, you know, this body mind which is your suffering, you see, creation of production, karma and delusion. So quicker, see. Quicker, one stop this continuation of taking rebirth, samsara, you see. Taking rebirth of samsara, you see. Quicker we can cut. Quicker you liberate yourself. Then, you see, quicker, see, the ends, quicker. So, numberless sentient beings that suffer for you. You know, they die for you. Create karma for you. So you see that. So quicker. So what I'm saying, yeah. So the solution is. There's no other solution. See, need to liberate yourself from samsara. Need to stop this. Could you need to take rebirth by delusion karma? So that's by ceasing delusion. That's by ceasing delusion karma. So that means you need to exercise path. So that means path. That means all the by practicing dharma. Only solution is by practicing dharma. Exercising the path. You see. Subduing the mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. You see, so exercising the path, taming the mind by taming the path. Not just reciting some prayers or some mantras. Not just doing some breathing meditation or not just doing some, you see, some meditation deity or something, you see. It's that. But we need to actualize the path to liberation that was explained by Buddha, the text we see. We have to, that main road. So we have to go through that exercise, you see. That which ceases the the defilements, that's the disturbance of the solution, the karma and delusion, see.